everybody. This is Mistress Brighton. So, you're an entitled man who thinks having to wear face masks is stupid or a conspiracy theory, and you and your fellow anti-maskers are all protesting having to cover your face and keep your goddamn germs to yourself? Well, I think the perfect humiliating task for an asshat like you is having to wear your own dirty fucking underwear as a face mask. I promise you anyone nearby will stay more than 6 feet away from you. Quite frankly, I'm tired of all the self-righteous Karens and Jebs giving their "I'm a healthy American" speech. Personally speaking, I'm a healthy American too, and I'd like to stay that way. So how do you stay healthy during a pandemic when everyone has advised that you do not gather in large groups in public and cover your face so that you're not spreading your germs to other people? Well, it's pretty simple. You put a goddamn mask on your entitled elitist piece of cow dunk face. And I don't give a crap if you don't want to wear one, or you think you don't have to wear one, or you think you're healthy and you're above covering your face. I don't want to fucking see your face. I don't want to smell your bad fucking breath. And I certainly don't want your goddamn germs. So put a fucking mask on, asshole. So, like, if you don't care about your own health and safety, I hope that you care about the other people who might be immune compromised, and the fact that if you wear a mask, it's not going to prevent you from catching it. It's going to keep the contact down. It's going to keep the spread down, because what wearing a mask does is it helps you keep your germs from spreading. So look at it this way. If you wear a mask, you're keeping your germs, you know, to you. And if someone else wears a mask, they're keeping their germs to themselves. And if everyone wears masks, then we can get this number down. I don't want to go off on a government blah, blah, blah rant, but our government is an absolute fucking piece of shit, okay? I'm just going to fucking come out and say that. I am so sick of the bullshit, all right? If we had done what we were supposed to do and actively enforced social distancing and made wearing a mask mandatory and kept people home and given them some kind of a stimulus payment more than just what they gave them so that they could feed their families. And I mean, basically, if they had handled things better than what they've handled them, we might be on our way out of a fucking COVID pandemic. But instead, our numbers are actually going up. Why? Because we have fucking morons running around entitled like, "I don't have to wear a mask. I'm healthy." Yeah. And I just really want to smack them with something really large in the face, like a chair. And just beat them until they, yeah, this really pisses me off, because it's something that definitely could have been prevented and contained a hell of a lot better. But we have fucking idiots running the country. And then in addition to having fucking idiots running the country, we have fucking idiots living in the goddamn country. So these people are running around with their self-righteous, "I'm American, I don't have to wear a mask." And I just really want to grab them and slap them. I am not an immune compromised person. I'm a pretty healthy person too. I'm a healthy American. I still wear a mask because I'd like to stay that way. So please, guys, listen to me very, very carefully. Stop it and put a fucking mask on. And I don't mean like over your mouth and not over your nose. Cover your mouth and nose. And I don't want to hear anybody whining about, wait, it's uncomfortable. I don't want to wear it. I can't breathe with it on. Yes, you can. I know it's summer and it's hot and it's humid, and having something on your face means you're breathing in your own fucking hot air. And for some of you, good for you. You need to breathe in your own fucking hot air. But what I'm saying is, you guys really need to think about the level of stupidity that you spew on a regular basis, okay? I really want you to fucking think about that and put the goddamn mask on, okay? Put it on. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Don't touch other people. If you don't know what 6 feet of like 6 feet between you and another person is, some of the stores now have tape on the floor showing you what 6 feet looks like. Basically, if you have a shopping cart, let's say you go to the supermarket, you have a shopping cart, the distance between you and the other end of the shopping cart is a good marker for how far away you should be from a random person in front of you or behind you. I have gotten to the point where I do wear a mask when I go out, and I'm half tempted to just run around with a can of Lysol and a lighter and just go apeshit and start spraying people, because I'm so fucking tired of just, I'm surrounded by fucking stupid people. I swear to God, I'm surrounded by stupid people, and that's why I'm going off on a rant. And so that is what helped me come up with this brilliant humiliation assignment. Basically, take your dirty underwear off, put it on your head, wear it as a mask, turn them inside out so everybody can see what a fucking decrepit, filthy, disgusting specimen of a human being you are. I guarantee you they won't come anywhere near you as soon as they see your fucking skid marks all over your drawers. Listen, I will make you eat your fucking shorts. Okay, I can think of many times where I've had subs who did really stupid things, and I think making you eat your dirty underwear and then making you like wear them on your face is a perfect, perfect punishment, because I know how much you love mistress panties. Now I'm going to make you wear your own fucking underwear on your fucking face because you're a moron. Okay, so remember that the next time you think about doing something stupid, just think, gee, what would Mistress Brighton do? What would she make me do? I'd slap the hell out of you and I'd make you eat your dirty underwear. That's what, like, I would make you smell your own asshole, because some of you behave the way that you do because you've never smelled your own shit, honestly. Like, seriously. So anyway, I invite you to call me. I know July is almost over, and I do have a few more free calls to give out. I've actually only given away two. And just to be clear, I am still available for calls. It's been really, really hectic during all of this. Like from a mental health standpoint, I have taken a lot of breaks. And that's why I haven't been on. I've just had to take a lot of breaks because it was like, holy crap. But anyway, I will be on today. I will be on early this morning. And I invite you to call me and we'll do arts and crafts and We'll make underwear face masks. And in order to call me, you just have to dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Mistress Brighton. And again, wear a mask, please, in public. Put the fucking thing on. Cover your nose and your mouth. I don't care if it's hot. I don't care if it's uncomfortable. You can breathe in the fucking mask. I don't want to hear your bullshit excuses. If you have to go out and be around people, put the mask on and keep it on, okay? Wash your hands. Keep yourself clean. Stop standing directly behind people when we're supposed to be social distancing. Just, I know some of you don't have common sense, so I'm just telling you right now. Use what little common sense you had and just do what I'm fucking telling you to do, or so help me, I'm going to hit you with a chair. And then I'm going to hit you with a chair again, okay? So call me and we can chat about this. And like, I don't know, if you're a good boy, I'll fuck you with a strap on. Bye, everybody.